Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS, streaming live on 1320WILS.com, along with Scott Eckersley producing. Going out on the phone right now to a friend of the station and my friend, Mike Nichols, East Lansing attorney with the Nichols Law Firm. Good evening, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Cheryl. How are you? I'm doing well.
Very good. I look forward to this. I look forward to this one. The reason to prompt the call, I know you have a love of the Constitution and a passion for it, and I knew this would be an interesting conversation we would have. The House of Representatives in Washington this week voted to reauthorize and extend through December 8th of this year three of the Patriot Act provisions that would have expired on February 28th. Shall I go through what those three were so just we have a working place to start?
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
If you don't mind, unless you would like to do that.
You were the one who was born to broadcast.
Okay. You know, you can let that go. I didn't write that, Mike.
Okay.
The provisions will allow investigators to get roving wiretap court orders, allowing them to follow terrorism suspects who switch phone numbers or providers, to get orders allowing them to seize any tangible things relevant to a security investigation, like a business customer records, customer records, and to get national security wiretap orders against non-citizen suspects who are not connected to any foreign power. Those are the three provisions that were extended till December 8th. I guess right off the top, what are your thoughts with what's happened this week?
Well, I think the Senate also, I'm looking at a story on the internet right now, just voted to extend those three key provisions that you just referenced in the Patriot Act.
Well, you're about a half hour ahead of me, so good for you. I appreciate that very much. My article said that they likely will approve that bill, so clearly they have done that.
Right. And you know, the concern is the Patriot Act is set to expire, and then, you know, we sort of put off considering what to change and take out, how to modify it, and we start debating these things in a time crunch, and then next thing you know, we're making decisions in sort of crisis mode, and that's where, you know, bad decisions, not thought out decisions, are made, and I'm a little concerned that that's what's going on here, because. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, just so folks are aware, the House version, it was not necessarily along party lines. There were mostly Republicans, but there were Democrats as well who were in favor of it. So it didn't break down along party lines politically. And there were some Democrats that argued it should be extended further till 2013. And there are Republicans who say that they're concerned at being out of control, becoming out of control prosecutors and out of control spy networks.
And as I understand it, there are some Republicans in the House. I don't know what the vote was in the Senate, but some Republicans in the House who split off and voted against extending the Patriot Act. And, you know, let's just get down to it. You know, we absolutely have to be really, really careful right now in our history about trying to maintain a balance. Right? I mean, I believe that all life on this earth is precious. And one person dying on 9/11 was one person too many. But to react in such a way so that we've given law enforcement so much authority that it takes literally nothing for them to for an investigator to get our what books we're checking out of the library, our business records, to get a roving wiretap so that the wiretap follows whatever phone a person happens to use because of a very subjective standard that goes through a court that's, you know, not operating under the same rules as what we consider in America, a public court of law that's subject to public review and scrutiny and the rule of law. The so-called FISA court is what we're talking about, and you know, it's almost like a linear prosecution of a person. The judge hears from an investigator who says, "Sign this warrant for me," and you know, we don't know what happens. We don't know what happens in a FISA court, and there's just so much concern that I have that, you know, we're not pulling back the reins from the right of law enforcement to step into our lives and find out things about us without any probable cause.
And I guess one point that just comes to mind, going in a agent or an officer going to a FISA court, which for those who aren't aware, it's an acronym for Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Is it that much different going in front of a FISA court asking for a warrant than it is going to a judge here in Ingham County to ask for a warrant?
Ask a member of the FISA team, ask a terrorist investigator that question, and you know the answer that you're going to get?
Nope.
I can't tell you.
Okay. Okay. You and I both watched, because we shared the link together, Representative Mike Rogers from Michigan in Washington on the floor debating this and discussing this earlier in the week. What was your reaction to his comments? His suggestion, and I encourage people to look it up and to watch it for themselves in the video, was let's go to a FISA court and get a court order before the fact, rather than having a tragedy happen and going to get a court order in a criminal court.
No one has shown any evidence that one act of terrorism anywhere in the world would have been halted if we had a FISA court, that it would have been prevented. I mean, I've not seen any. And you know, the congressman makes the point that, well, you know, if we're going to do away with these FISA courts, why don't we just stop investigating organized crime and drug dealers? And, you know, I'm sorry, but we still investigate organized crime and drug dealers. I've reviewed in my career thousands of search warrant affidavits, and all the officer has to do is demonstrate to the judge some facts that support probable cause that evidence of the crime will be found in the place that they want to be searched. The magistrate reviews it, and the judge makes a decision about whether, you know, the magistrate slash judge makes the decision about whether to issue it. And very, very often, they are issued. And guess what? When they're issued, they're presumed to be valid. You have the ability to challenge it and due process, but there is at least some measure of a check, balance, and challenge process, and in a you know, punishment for law enforcement when they overstep the bounds of their authority, that they're going to lose the evidence that they went and obtained by virtue of that search warrant. And you don't have that with the FISA court. And the congressman made the statement, you know, it's already happening that we investigate these cases every day with search warrants. Okay, well, why not continue to use search warrants? Why not continue to use the constitutional method that was adopted and upheld and treated throughout hundreds of years in our American judicial system? And to say that we're going to lose all power to continue to investigate all crimes because we lose this FISA court from the Patriot Act, it's to go so far as to say the sky is falling, and I'm sorry, Chicken Little, but you know, we have got to be careful about balancing law enforcement's ability to get into our lives with security, and if we change who we are, then the terrorists win.
I think I'm about to get to that to this similar point. What about those folks who say that our enemies are using those freedoms, to your point of who we are, using those our freedoms against us, and we have to then resort to unconventional methods to combat those.
In other words, we got America to change. We got this country to start to be fearful, and that's exactly what we want.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard this discussion. We're not dealing with a conventional enemy in terrorist, and they're using our freedoms, the freedoms that we have in this country, against us, and therefore getting the upper hand.
It's very similar to the reaction in Great Britain to the IRA, and for a long time, you know, you had the response, which it's a piece of legislation in Great Britain that the Patriot Act, I think, is largely patterned after. You know, people were getting arrested with and not being told why. They weren't allowed to see a lawyer. They were held as long as law enforcement determined was appropriate because, hey, if we think you're a terrorist, then, you know, we got to build up our case before we consider whether to let you go. And we had that for a period of time, and we still have provisions of the Patriot Act that are extremely problematic for a country that lives under a constitution that gives deference and supports and protects everybody's right to privacy, to be free from unreasonable and unwarranted seizures by a government agent.
Mm-hmm. Is this a when the representative Dana Rohrabacher, Republican of California, said that people have a legitimate fear of out of control prosecutors and out of control spy networks? Do you feel that's a legitimate fear for the American people, with some of the provisions in the Patriot Act?
Yes, because we're all human, and you know, it takes just one little incident where a prosecutor and a member of law enforcement have, you know, maybe a little fact that you color a little bit, or you don't disclose, you know, a fact, and it's a very, you know, as it turns out to be an important fact, and then, you know, the next time that's in the back of your mind, okay, you know, it worked when we sort of massaged these things, and let's, you know, maybe we don't keep this fact in the warrant, take that fact out, maybe, you know, change the wording of what, you know, this fact is, and make it look a little bit better to get our probable cause. I mean, you know, that sort of treacherous conduct is not something that you just turn into in a moment's notice. It's not just all of a sudden born by spontaneous combustion. You learn it over time, and we have to be really careful about that. I mean, it just takes you to have it happen to you or to a family member that you understand the vast power of the government's resources when they want to stain you with a criminal conviction and take away your liberty to boot.
So this is part of where you and I have chatted about constitutional issues in the past, and I'm paraphrasing, kind of one of those slippery slopes where we have to be very careful with how we proceed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is a slippery slope. If not this case, if this isn't a dangerous situation with a roving wiretap where a police officer or a terrorist investigator can follow me because he believes I'm too tight with an Arabic client. He follows me from cell phone to cell phone to listen in on my conversations. Maybe we don't think that's dangerous, but what about holding somebody without the ability to speak to a lawyer? I mean, at what point do we decide this is too much too much erosion of our civil liberties? You have to look at every single provision that intrudes on a person's right to be free and consider it very, very gravely, because, you know, we all want to be secure. Absolutely, I agree with that. But at what price?
And what about just playing devil's advocate here? What about those who say, there are no suspicions, then I've got nothing to worry about. If they're, you know, if I'm talking to somebody who I just happen to, you know, you know, who is connected with somebody else who I don't know, if I've got nothing to worry about, why would I be concerned about this?
because everything can be construed as suspicious. So many things that we say and do every day can be construed as suspicious, taken out of context.
And then I'm in a position of needing to hire a good attorney to try to protect and defend me.
That's right. That's right. Watch your Facebook page, Cheryl.
Well, you know, and I'm laughing, but that's really not that funny, is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
Because connections.
I've had more than one client have some complications in a case because of a few gratuitous things on a Facebook page.
And I have my younger daughter has Russian roommates, and with the spy thing last year, I laughed and I kind of said, well, I'm probably on every watch list there is. They happen to be lovely women here on Fulbright scholarships and masters and PhDs, but I kind of laughed about it. But again, that may not be so funny.
That's absolutely right.
What do you see when you see the House and the Senate approve this bill, approve the extension of it? Do you see it going further than this, or do you see people start to get concerned, kind of looking in that crystal ball and saying, well, we got to back this up a little bit, that, yes, we're all concerned about terrorism, but we need to be careful here?
That's a question that the American people are going to see answered in the next few years.
Okay. Well, you know, Michael, I always appreciate your time very much. I love getting the viewpoint, other viewpoints on these subjects, and I appreciate you taking a minute to look at the link from Representative Mike Rogers and discussing it with me.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you so much. And I know we'll talk again soon.
I was being very careful about what I say.
You were. You always are. You always have a very considered opinion and choose your words carefully. I appreciate
you. Especially now that the Patriot Act has been extended.
There, okay.
Point, I am on radio.
Point very well taken. Point very well taken. Thank you, Mike. Have a great evening.
You too. Thanks,
thanks so much. Mike Nichols, East Lansing attorney with the Nichols Law Firm. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.